The Missouri grand jury deliberates, and the people of Ferguson await a decision. Will there be an indictment against Darren Wilson, the police officer who fatally shot unarmed Michael Brown earlier this year?
Let us heal the divisions exposed by the death of Michael Brown and use this defining moment as the moment we begin to walk a different path.
But can Governor Jay Nixon, speaking there, heal anything right now? A state commission's report this week was strongly critical of his decisions in the days after the Michael Brown shooting. And the people of Ferguson will need some convincing if they are to take the governor's plans for responding to the grand jury decision seriously. He certainly didn't help himself here in this conference call with reporters this week.
Given that you've declared the state of emergency, does the buck ultimately stop with you when it comes to how many protests are policed?
Well, I mean, our goal here is to keep the peace and allow folks' voices to be heard.
Governor Nixon says declaring a state of emergency even before the grand jury's decision, which is something this Democratic governor has done, is his way to prevent more violence. But Missouri State Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, who represents the people of Ferguson, says it's another sign the governor just doesn't get what's going on in his own state.
Well, from day one, he basically got caught with his pants down, not knowing what to do exactly in this situation. From the very beginning, people were very upset and angry on the ground after they saw a young man unarmed laying in the ground for 4.5 hours. And the first thing that happened was that there was an excessive use of law enforcement by St. Louis County initially. Then on day two, there was looting by outsiders, and that should have really awakened the governor. On day three, a senator, myself, was tear gassed for 3 hours, and the governor still did not respond. On day two of the tear gassing, the governor came to the St. Louis area, not Ground Zero, and for 5 minutes he spoke and then he left. On Wednesday, we were tear gassed yet again, and he was at the state fair. And when the world discovered that people were being treated as if they were militants in Afghanistan, that is when Governor Nixon woke up and realized that the world was watching him and his leadership.
Though that does raise the argument, okay, if I screwed up so badly last time, I'm going to be preemptive and definitely show that I'm, you know, focused and on duty in advance of what the grand jury might report. How do you respond to that?
Well, you have to understand that the group of people that I represent have been experiencing trauma for a very long time prior to Michael Brown. And I think part of the governor's response, one, should have been cultural understanding. From the very beginning, many of my constituents felt alarmed that such excessive use was needed. We have had peaceful protest all along. We have self-policed. We have gotten rid of people who were trying to get into the crowds and cause trouble for not only protesters, but police officers. And so when the governor made the announcement, when he signed the executive order to reinstate the state of emergency, my constituents felt very angered because they were being treated and are being treated as if they are militants or insurgents.
Would you have alternatively supported the governor being much quieter on the question of law enforcement tactics and much stronger on the question of let's keep the peace and let's remind ourselves of the cultural sensitivity and the racial tensions that exist in Ferguson? Could he have done something along those lines? Or is it possible that there's really nothing that Governor Nixon could have done because he's so compromised at this point?
Well, honestly, I have to say every time the governor opens his mouth, he digs a deeper hole. When he gave his press conference last week, he sounded like the authority on the side of police officers, very insensitive towards the needs of the people that I represent. He has had zero compassion, zero passion for the emotional needs of the people on the ground. Many of my constituents are experiencing PTSD at this point. We have not had any counselors on the ground from day one. There are a few. Many ministers are serving the role, but he has always been very forceful on the law enforcement side, and I recognize that. He is the former Attorney General of the state of Missouri. However, I feel as though being in that previous position, one, he should not have instituted a curfew, and two, he should not have instituted a five-second rule when it came to protesting. Mm-hmm. He, of all people, should have known that the First Amendment right is the right of all natural-born citizens in the United States.
So in the heat of passion during the worst violence back in the summer, you, as far as I can tell, tweeted, F you, Governor, I'm calling your BS. And
yes.
I'm wondering if those sentiments still feel strong with you, or if you regret those as a public official.
I absolutely do not regret those words. Because of the situation and where we were, it called for that kind of language to get his attention. For him to carry on as if everything were okay is not justified whatsoever. He has been uncomfortable with the minority community for his entire career, and what he should have done is to go to ground zero like other leaders did and talk to the people who were on the ground who were hurting. But he literally did not go to ground zero until day 15. So even in his executive order for the state of emergency, he's responding to protesting, and I'm glad it took 100 days for him to figure out that he must uphold the First Amendment. But what he doesn't understand is why people are out in the summer and in the frigid cold protesting. They're out there because there has been institutional racism, not only among some police departments in the state of Missouri, but quite frankly, there is institutional racism in the state of Missouri as well as in the Democratic Party here in the state of Missouri.
Do you have any reason to feel optimistic about the outcome, whatever it is, from the grand jury?
You know, my heart, I have to tell you, I've looked at the facts that have been open to us in the press. I do feel like there should be an indictment in my heart, but I know the reality. The reality is that most cases that have gone before the grand jury in a situation like this did not result in an indictment. So I have to prepare myself and my constituents for that. But in my heart, I feel as though there will be an indictment.
Maria Chappelle Nadal is a senator from the Missouri State Senate. She's a Democrat. Thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you so much.